RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. It's Sabres Live. In case you'd forgotten, Marty, what are you doing?
I feel like I'm back into my box. Like, I haven't been in this box in a long time.
It's been a while. In fact, your last appearance on this show was in a hushed tone. In the back hallways of TSN, near the catering table.
Yeah, I was told to quiet down because they could hear me in the main studio.
Okay, well, your big voice is back. Free agency has, at least in its initial week, come and gone. It does, of course, continue until any remaining free agents sign their deals with whoever...
Yes.
They may want to sign with. Some have lesser choice than others. I think a fair word to use right now, but is underwhelming in free agency in general. Mm-hmm. And this was from a year ago because everybody started looking, well, wait till next year. And I'm like, what do you mean wait till next year? Anybody that's good is going to re-sign with their teams. Next year is going to be a terrible free agent class.
Yes.
And guess what? All these teams, not all of them, a large number of teams are sitting here in an increased cap world with lots of money to spend. And why is that? Because it wasn't going to be a good year for free agents. No. So
it wasn't going to be a good year.
None of this is surprising to me. That's all I'm saying as we walk into extended Bo Byram discussion and anything Sabre-related discussion or beyond that you would like here on the start of Sabres.
Before we get to Bo Byram, because obviously there is some late evening or late afternoon news from Bo Byram yesterday with the club electing to take him to arbitration. Mm-hmm. We don't see that too often. Usually the players have first dibs. If they want to go to arbitration, they elect for salary arbitration, and then boom, that's what's happening. And then the club has second chance. It doesn't happen that often. Also because... you can only take a player one time in his career to club-elected arbitration. So right now, for Bo Byram, even if the Sabres go or don't go to arbitration, that's it. He can never be taken to arbitration by a club anymore, now that the Sabres have filed. But before we go into that, this year's free agent class was, let's just call it, like, Mitch Marner was there. And then there was Nick Ehlers. It took him a while to sign and go to Carolina. But it was kind of like, ugh, what's out there? What's sexy out there?
But Marner never got there.
Never got there because everybody signed with their teams.
Right.
Florida signed their players. Everybody signed their players. And now next year you got Kaprizov, McDavid, Panarin, Bobrovsky. Like, I would anticipate that. Again, 90%, 95% of those players are going to resign with their team. Eichel, that's right. Thank you, Jeff. Like, they're probably all going to resign with their teams, right? Because teams are saying, Well, we have the flexibility. We have the cap room. The cap's going up. Let's just take care of business internally as opposed to have to go look elsewhere. I anticipate next year is going to be kind of what we saw this summer.
Well, there, and then, of course, the result of a rather muted, underwhelming free agency launch is, as mentioned, all of this cap space that a lot of teams have. And then you get people saying, well, here come the trades. Okay. But if one team like trades money to another, that's going to leave them with less unless they just flip money and they're still going to have the exact same amount of cap space. You know what I mean? Like, this is not, the trade market is not going to change the optics of a lot of teams being under the cap at this point in time. So do you believe, first and foremost, before we dive deeper in on Bo Byram, that there will be, because so few teams were able to change the makeup of their squad through free agency, do you really believe that we're going to have this summer of trades 2025 in the NHL?
I don't. And it's interesting to me is that I think the league looks very much like it did last year. You look at the teams.
Capitals are almost identical.
Yes.
The Chicago Blackhawks, sadly, are still almost identical.
Yes.
What do we do? This is top and bottom of the league, and there's almost no change.
Okay, so you're looking at, the Carolina Hurricanes, they started with Natchez last year. They traded him, got Rantanen and Trinum, got Stankoven. But the way they ended, they added Nikolaj Ehlers, but it's they didn't add five guys. They lost Brett Burns. They lost Dmitry Orlov. Like, there's a few changes, but the core of the teams have all basically stayed the same. So at this time of the year, usually in the previous summers, because teams are allowed to be over the cap by 10% at this time, there was always 10 teams, 12 teams that were over the cap at this time of year. And they're like, well, this player will probably go on long-term IR. They're going to have to maybe start the season with 21 players instead of 23. Yeah. And all that. We only have three teams over the cap right now.
And as one of them is not, technically, because Vegas will put Petrangelo.
Vegas basically is still under, technically. They're a million under, according to cap wages right now. So
you and I need to get on the same page, and I'm never switching to cap wages. So you better Puckpedia? Go back to Puckpedia. Yes.
Okay.
I've drawn my line in the sand.
Okay, so they got five, and Vegas is one. You're right. But cap wages already had Petrangelo on long-term IR because they announced he won't play.
It's a gross assumption on their part.
It's an assumption. So, okay, there's five teams, according to Puckpedia. There's not 10. There's not 12. There's five. That's where we are right now. The reason why I bounce back and forth is because of on cap wages, you get the stats right there with the players. On Puckpedia, you got to look for them. So it's a little different.
You're addicted to information. That's why you use both.
I've
tried to streamline my later in life efforts to not have so much extra
stuff. You know what I have open in one of my tabs right now? The collective bargaining agreement. The whole thing, the whole package is open on one of my tab right now.
You know that. Oh my gosh, 20 at least years ago.
Yeah.
Jeff Jackson was an assistant GM with the Leafs.
Yes.
That was an area of expertise. As we remember, we were living through 2004-05.
Yes.
And we lost a season. And that was one thing that Jeff and I really connected on. Like, I just carried the CBA around all the time.
Yes.
Like, I was trying to learn it. And, it's just...
How many pages are in this CBA, which was signed in 2012 and then was kind of ratified a little bit? There was a memorandum of understanding in 2020 with COVID and all of that. But how many pages are in the CBA, you would say, right now? Ballpark, I'll give you
less than 500.
It's 517. So you were close. See, I said I'd give you.
I would say I was close. I win both showcases. What else do I win?
Exactly. You're right under within, you know, $100. You win both showcases. But the reason why I have the CBA open is because Bo Byram is being taken by the Sabres to salary arbitration, a team elected salary arbitration. We all know that Bo Byram is 2 years away from being an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. I like this move from the Sabres' point of view because, first of all, the player had a chance to go to arbitration, decided not to go. Why? Because I believe Bo Byram wanted to keep the leverage of an offer sheet in his back pocket, saying, hey, if I elect to go to salary arbitration, I'm basically not eligible for any offer sheets. So I want to keep that in my back pocket in case that, you know, there's some more talks and maybe you're close to a team or, you know, whatnot. Like, I think that Byram made his decision and then the Sabres decide to take Byram to arbitration. That comes next. And right now, so that takes Byram off the table for any offer sheets. Mm-hmm. That guarantees Byram will have at least a contract for next year. And it could have a contract for 2 years because the player in this case gets to decide if, when entering arbitration, if he'll be asking for 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's a 1 or 2 year deal. Usually when a player goes to arbitration, the team always elects for one because they know the player has the statistics to back it up. It's going to be a higher number. Let's just go to 1 year and then we'll reevaluate in a year. But it's interesting here what Bo Byram's going to do. Will Bo Byram say, I'm going to elect for a 2 year arbitration award, so it takes me to unrestricted free agency? Or do I just want a 1 year deal and let's do again the same dance next summer without the Sabres being able to take him to arbitration? Like, that's why I had the CBA open to kind of read through salary arbitration and all of that. I've gone to arbitration before, but it's, you always have to be reminded of the little details of it.
Did you win?
So the first time I went, so we met with the NHLPA, my agent, looked over the briefs because you have a brief that is a lot thicker than 500 pages, by the way.
Who was this with?
That was with the Sabres.
My agent was
Gilles Loupian at the time. And so Loupy and I went to Toronto the day before, went to the Players Association office, met with the PA because they're the one that build the briefs, right? They have the resources. They build your briefs in working with your agent, and then you go through it. And also the day before, that's when the briefs get exchanged. So then you get the Sabres briefs, and you get to go through it. So we're reading through it. We go to dinner, wake up the next morning, settled before we got to arbitration, got a one-year deal. Next year, boom, arbitration again. We don't settle, and we went in the arbitration process, and it was, oh, I had so much fun, Duffer. Of all people, you would think I would have so much fun sitting there all day, listening to the Darcy and his people on one side and my people argue over, you know, why they use these stats compared to these. It was fantastic. I had such a blast.
I'm sorry, did you win?
Well, technically, I got closer to what I wanted than what the team was offering. So, yes, I won.
Nice. Add it to your career totals.
I should be. One win. Should get my darn silver stick. Oh, which, by the way, I don't know if you were following up on TSN with our work during Free Agent Frenzy. Nope. Did you see what they gave Bob McKenzie at the very end of the show as a congratulations on a fantastic career and the original insider? They gave him a silver stick.
That's amazing.
Standing there, I'm like, Bob McKenzie has a silver stick. I never got mine.
He had to work many decades more to get his than
what
you did.
So when they walked in with the RCMP people with the silver stick, James
awesome.
Dutty's like, Bob, for your retirement, we thought it'd be great if we got you this. And then they walk in and Bob goes, oh, I thought you guys were going to give me a car.
Amazing.
It was great. But anyway, I was reading the CBA because this is, to me,
Okay.
All the details of Bo Byram and what is going to happen.
Okay. You've thrown a lot out there. We obviously threw out a question beforehand on X. What do you expect to happen next with Bo Byram? Feel free to filter through, Marty, know, what piques your curiosity here and what you think is the overwhelming response to a question like that based on Byram's current situation. I don't know if we've said it as succinctly as we could have so far, but regardless of the action taken by the team early evening last night, which is electing arbitration, anything goes here. You can still do whatever you want. You could sign Bo today to a 1 year. You could sign him to a 7 year. You could trade him. You could wait till everything is still on the table.
Yes.
But in typical social media fashion, a decision like the team made last night is met with almost instant reaction of concern / negativity / why / insert whatever here. You've already just said you like this decision from a Sabre standpoint.
Well, the team is going to be better with this than without this, guaranteed game one, because either Byram is signed to a long-term deal, a short-term deal, an arbitration hearing or whatever, and is in the lineup.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you start the season with Darlene Byram, Power Kesselring, Samuelson Timmins, Bryson Seventh, Ryan Johnson. Like, your defense is really good if you have that. Or you trade Byram before the arbitration hearing or after, because it doesn't mean that you can't trade him after the hearing. You can do whatever. Or you trade Byram and you get something in return. But either scenario, your team is better than having Byram sit out until November or December, like Willie Nylander did with the Toronto Maple Leafs and others have done before, where they hold out and they're not there. If the Sabres show up to camp and show up to the start of the season and they don't have Bo Byram signed and they don't have him traded, that's not good. But now they guarantee themselves one of those scenarios will happen.
So what do you think will happen next with Bo Byram?
I think Bo Byram is going to elect for a one-year arbitration award. Say, let's get this year. The Sabres would be fine with it. Kevin Adams has mentioned many times. Yeah. I have no problem if Bo Byram comes back. I think Bo Byram is going to give everything he's got and whatnot. Now, I think that in a year from now, depending on how the season goes and what kind of production and what's going on with Bo Byram, is he getting power play time? Is he playing top pair? What's happening? Then it could change. But you're at least giving yourself the flexibility in a year from now to say, okay, let's do it again. Let's explore a trade. Let's explore a long-term deal. You know, the Sabres had no problem working a deal to trade JJ Paterka this summer. They got their deal done with Utah. They got pieces they were wanting in return. They got it done. But they don't have to do this with Bo Byram right now. It's not being forced to them to do this right now. Let's punt it down to next year. I think Byram signs, goes to arbitration, signs a one-year deal, and then is here and will be here until, you know, there's a clear direction of where the Sabres season go. If it doesn't go well, okay, trade him at the deadline or before that to a team that wants him, and then they can extend him on 8 years because he will be with that team before the deadline. But if you're going well, then you keep going, and he's part of your team going the right direction.
From the standpoint of if you're still pursuing a potential trade involving Bo Byram, contrary to any opinions you may have seen shared on social, does this in any way, having a hearing at some point on the table, doesn't mean it has to happen, but eventually being scheduled for a hearing, does it, in your opinion, in any way impact his trade value across the league?
I want to say no. It doesn't impact his trade value in a negative way, because I do believe that. So Bo Byram's numbers, like some people were saying, they could be offer sheet in the 8 million range, right? Right around there or whatnot. And I think in a 1-year arbitration hearing, you're looking at Bo Byram last year, and he had, what did he have? He had 7 goals and 38 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you compare that to a bunch of 7 goals, 38 points defensemen in his age group, you're probably going to get somewhere around $6 million. You're not getting $7.5, $8 million. So the arbitrator was looking at numbers, time on ice, production, age, mm-hmm. whatever. He's going to look at this and say, okay, 1 year, 6.25, let's see. Mm-hmm. Well, now that's a great thing for the Sabres because you're getting Byram at 6.25, let's see, for 1 year. But if it doesn't go well, you're saying, this is Bo Byram at $6 million mm-hmm. to be able to be offered to other teams where, you know, you can fit him a lot easier in the cap as opposed to at $8.5 million. So I don't see this affecting the Sabres in a negative way at all. Like, you know, I actually think that's a positive. Now, I don't think anything happens between now and the arbitration hearing. I think that there's not going to be a trade. I don't think there's going to be a long-term deal. I think they're going to go to the hearing, get that settlement done. I would anticipate a 1-year deal, boom. And then Byram is, you know, whatever. Like, I mean, some players say it's hard to go to arbitration. Some players get angry by being, you know, in that room. They get, you know, they feel like they got kicked to the curb, whatnot. I don't see Bo Byram really being in that position saying, because he's still going to get a great contract. And we all know his value. We know he's a really, really good defenseman that's still growing and still needs to play a big part.
What makes you think that he will get to this arbitration hearing between July 20th and August 4th? Because as mentioned previously, and I get it, you said this is not going to be the summer of trades 2025, but nothing has changed from 5 p.m. last night to today to a week ago to 2 weeks ago to however long Darren Dreger has told us on his weekly installment that, you know, a name to maybe keep an eye on here is Bo Byram, right? Like this is not new. And so therefore, my assumption is the appetite, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I think there's still an appetite for Bo Byram across the league.
Yes.
Like, why do you think teams would now just wait the next 2 weeks until those hearings begin, as opposed to aggressively, like, let's just get this done. I want this player. We'll figure out the deal and go from there.
So the reason why I don't think any trades would like happen between now and then is, number one, teams now around the league are going to say, oh, well, he's going to go to arbitration and let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe there would be something we would revisit in season. And then we have a little bit more flexibility as to where we would want to go moving forward, right? And saying, let's give him a short-term deal, long-term deal. Let's see how it fits. Well, kind of like a Mikko Rantanen situation. Let's bring him in. Let's look if it works or if it doesn't, and then we'll decide. And two is that the best value, I believe, for Bo Byram was a week ago, or 10 days ago, when it was at the draft, right? And that's why Kevin Adams made the deal for J.J. Paterka at that time, because that was the time where the best return, the highest return, the best value was going to be. Now teams have done their business. I just read a thing, like Cam York signed a 5-year deal today. Kevin Kurtz, friend of the show, he reports on the Flyers. He says, with that deal, I anticipate the Flyers being done for the summer. Like, teams are having that mentality, like, we are done for the summer kind of mentality. So I feel that if a Bo Byram trade wasn't done, and if there was this posturing, if you could say, between the agent and the Sabres, play the game. Are you going to file for arbitration? Are we going to see an offer sheet? I feel like it was just testing itself out. Right now, Sabres elected for salary arbitration, and they get to move on. Quickly, Jerry asked, why didn't they do the same thing with Peterka as Byram? Because Peterka didn't have arbitration right, and the team could not take Peterka to arbitration either. So you didn't have that guarantee that you could have Peterka sign by the first game of the season. They couldn't take him, or he couldn't go to arbitration. That's the big difference. So what you do with Peterka, as opposed to really expose yourself to an offer sheet and only getting draft picks in return, you make a deal with Utah to get pieces you want. A depth forward in Josh Doan, a right-shot defenseman in Kesselring. You maximize your return in doing it. So if Peterka had had arbitration rights, I guarantee you that may have been different. Maybe not, but at least it would have given them another opportunity to get something done and not have to go that route if they didn't want to.
Right. It could have been different, but in all likelihood, we would still be looking at the scenario that has unfolded because the reports indicate that Peterka didn't want to be here. And that's why the team acted the way it did and made a deal to get what they got. I'm going to circle back to the opening minute of the show. There's a lot of teams that feel like they haven't changed their squad very much here. We're in the second week of July. I still think the appetite for Peterka is as high now, or not Peterka, pardon me, Byram. I really think it's as high now as to what you just said, you know, at the draft. Like, the draft is whatever. Like, I mean, it's all this talk that typically doesn't materialize. And it happened again this year.
Do you think Vancouver would still be a player in Bo Byram?
Who wouldn't just because... be? That's my question, is who wouldn't be a player right now?
Like, yeah, but Vancouver, Dan 2 weeks Jose, ago, I would have thought Calgary, Vancouver was going to be...
St. Louis, yeah. Like...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Anyone, absolutely.
Well, San Jose is spending. San Jose may say, look, we'll give them 8 years at $8 million, sign and trade. Come on, Buffalo, and we'll give you so-and-so and so, whatever. San Jose is spending because, number one, they got to get up to the floor, but they're trying to make a splash. But 2 weeks ago, I would have said Vancouver. No way. Vancouver is not going to have Brock Besser. Vancouver is not going to have Connor Garland. Vancouver may trade Thatcher Demko. Vancouver may trade Quinn Hughes. And then all of a sudden, 10 days later, they re-sign Brock Besser. They re-sign Connor Garland. They extend Thatcher Demko. There's no talk about Quinn Hughes. They're like, you know what? If we have him for 2 years, we have him for 2 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all of this. And they got a new coach at Adam Foote. I'm like, maybe you're revisiting it with Vancouver. But again, now is Vancouver saying, okay, these are the players. Vancouver got Evander Kane, whatever. Like, these are the players available. I feel like Vancouver doesn't have a lot of roster players available now to give.
Correct.
Because they're putting it all in their own success at this moment.
Well, what teams might be the best fits if this, in fact, does come to pass at some point, that Bo Byram moves on and does not just go through the arbitration process and stay with Buffalo? There's many, you know, avenues to pursue here on this one player and how it impacts the Buffalo Sabres moving forward. So we'll dive into that. And I mean, Marty, we could go backwards quite a ways here to revisit many or none of the signings that have happened since July 1st, since you and I have shared very little time in this space since that day. However, we are also looking very much forward right now to Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It is returning to Ticketmaster's Alumni Plaza on Saturday, September 13th. Player appearances, fun games, activities, more. You know it. It's been in place for years now and continues to grow each season. So we look forward to seeing you there. Hockey Fest, of course, the street hockey tournament on Perry Street. All participants taking home a Sabres Hockey Fest t-shirt, receiving a ticket offer for a regular season game. Sabres.com/fanfest is where you learn more about this. We're back in a moment on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're back. Thank you for your input so far at Sabres Live regarding Bo Byram and what you expect to happen next after the club elected for arbitration. 11 players, by the way, elected for arbitration this year, including recently acquired Connor Timmins on the Sabres blue line. What is your expectation for Timmins' next contract number?
I think we're for Timmins. Look, he's 26, so he's a year away from unrestricted free agency. And the Sabres probably just wanting to test the water with him and seeing what he can bring in the fit. So that he gets a 1 year before going to arbitration, that he gets a 1 year in arbitration, I think it's going to be, what, a couple million bucks or whatnot. So I'm fine with it either way. I'm not looking at this being a 5 year deal, a 6 year deal. Just see what he is. Bring him in. See what he is. How does that fit? Is he a player you can move forward with? A player like Connor Timmins, after January 1st, if there's a good fit, if you say, hey, you know what, here's a 3 year deal, extension or whatever, he's not going to say no to that. So there's no need to just go all out right now. 1 year, that it is arbitration or not, you move on, and he's just a piece of your depth.
Speaking of depth, before we return to the Byram chat and perhaps best fits out there if they go the trade route and what they should be looking for in return, I would feel terrible at 105 today if I didn't have at least a slightly meaningful discussion with you on Alex Lyon based your position. In that position over the course of your career. Obviously it was speculated before it actually got signed. So it wasn't like there was this huge element of surprise, but Alex Lyon is a Buffalo Sabre on a 2 year deal. What did you think?
I thought it was fine. What is it? 1.5 a year, mm-hmm. For 2 years. I think that's a good number to be at. Now, I think that gives us our answer as to what the Sabres want to do at the start of the season. They're going to give Lucan a chance to to gain the form that he had in the second half 2 years ago, which was fantastic number. It never got to there last year. So they're going to give Lukanen a chance to get back to that level. They're going to get Lyon to be able to plug in the gaps and be a veteran, you know, presence that could come in. And Levi, in my opinion, will probably start in Rochester. That's how you're going to start the season. Now, where you are on November 1st, it all is a matter of how do you figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. I would say to be really, really safe, if I'm the Sabres, I'm keeping a list of the goalies around the league, what the teams that are not, kind of like Colorado did last year. Because if by November 1st, you're not making strides forward, it has to happen. You have to drop the boom. You have to change. You have to move into a different direction. Can't wait till December 1st. You can't wait until January 1st. You can't wait until February 1st. I say November 1st would be your tell. Where are you at? Are you seeing the signs you need to see from Lukanen? Because Lyon can come in and play a little bit, but I don't anticipate Alex Lyon to come in and be the guy that's going to get you to the playoffs. I think he can bridge a little bit. Let's say Lukanen doesn't go well. You say, Lyon, you're going to play 4 or 5 games, and we're going to look for something else. Mm-hmm. But it feels to me like their decision, their direction is Lukanen with Lyon, start the season. Let's see if Lukanen can gain his form from 2 years ago. And let's not rush Devin. He has another year where he's waiver exempt. Let's have him in Rochester and continue on, but have him ready to step in if the need is there as well.
Lyon has started 83 games over the last 3 seasons, one of 47 NHL netminders to have appeared in 80 or more starts, and he is in the upper half when it comes to save percentage among those goaltenders. So, as Chris Baker talked about in brief detail back on July 1st, the fact of the matter is Alex Lyon has shown the ability to win more than lose in his still limited course of time, despite being a 32-year-old in the NHL. And that's really all you're hoping for at this point in time, is to be on the right side of 500 from that position. And if he ends up inheriting more starts, his recent track record certainly shows that he's capable of that.
I had somebody tell me, oh, he was an 896 save percentage last year. Okay, he still was +5 in win-loss record. Like, okay, mm-hmm. if you give Alex Lyon 30 games this year, mm-hmm. okay, and he ends up +5. Okay, so now that means that Lukanen in 50 games need to be +6 or +7 to get to 94 points. Like that's really what, so if Lyon gives you +5 in 30 games, I mean, your number one goaltender has to give you +6 or +7 at the very minimum to say you're a goalie that takes your team to a playoffs. Mm. And the Sabres would be at 94. So I don't care about the 896. Like 900 is league average now. Like there's so many teams and goalies that are under because of the way the game is trending. Mm-hmm. So 896, but give me +5 or +6 in wins loss, I'm all good.
And do a little research on the team he was posting that 896 with and how historically bad they were on the penalty kill and what led to a coaching change and all the rest of it, right? Like it's not like he was doing this with the President's Trophy winners, you know? So anyway.
I had a question. So I took Jacob to back to school for summer class yesterday. So he gets his phone out and he's quizzing me. Oh, these are unusual stats from last season. Would you know this? He goes, who had the worst penalty kill percentage? I started laughing. I'm like, if you listen to Sabres Live all year long, you'll know that it was the Detroit Red Wings, who at one point were running a 60% penalty kill percentage, which was good.
The Islanders ended up, 31st in both?
Because
they were right at the bottom, too. They were neck and neck to try to finish dead last in both power play and penalty kill. So, anyway, it was hilarious. The Islanders, by the way, also have a new goaltender in their stable. Big save, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
David Riddick is there. Anton Forsberg went to L.A. Matt Murray, Seattle. Vitek Vanacek, Utah. Matt Tompkins, Edmonton. Ivan Prosvetov is Calgary. What did you make of that?
So that was an interesting one. Dan Vladar went to Philly. That's another.
Yeah, I'll
one.
Do the rest of the list. I paused there.
But Vladar, was the backup to Dustin Wolf in Calgary, and I thought played really well in Calgary. Brian Wolf and helped. Now, Dustin Wolf is a 1 year starter, and they're bringing a guy that played what 30 games in the NHL with Colorado a little bit, but went to Russia last
year. Arizona, then Colorado, and
yeah,
then
so
to
Prospetov
the KHL. Yeah,
is do I think he has some of the tools that could be a good NHL goalie? Yes, I like the way he moves or whatever, but it's never really translated to success. So I'm a little concerned. Maybe it goes down to that's what the free agent market was, right? You had, okay, so you had Jake Allen who decides to resign in New Jersey. You have Vladar that goes to Philly. You have Lyon that comes to Buffalo. Like, what are you going to go, Samsonov or you know, Georgiev or whatnot? They decided to go a different route in Calgary, which is fine.
Right. Caden Primo, Carolina, Hunter Shepherd, Ottawa, Kaapo Kähkönen, Montreal. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Vladar, which was one of the bigger ones as far as, and I'm only mentioning here, you inserted guys who stayed like Jake Allen, but I'm mentioning just goalies who switched organizations here. And maybe the one to keep, well, it's going to be impossible not to pay attention to because they're the two-time Stanley Cup champions, but Daniil Tarasov in Florida could turn out to be the most interesting in all of this.
Florida's had a way to finding...
Right, but there's a Bob connection.
Yes, with
and
the Columbus connection, the Bob connection. Yes.
It'll just be interesting to see whether Tarasov does, in fact, take that next step in an ideal situation here with the Panthers.
So you look at the way that Columbus have had goaltenders over the last few years. Korpisalo was there, ended up being moved. Now he's in Boston as a backup. You have Merzlikins, who was thought to be the guy. Tarasov, who's shown some abilities, but, you know, never really got to that level. Florida.
Jed Greaves now.
Yeah. And now they have Jed Greaves. Yeah. And that's why they were able to move Tarasov. But Florida has always kind of been the ones finding those guys to support Bobrovsky. Alex Lyon was there 2 years ago. And he's the reason why the Florida Panthers got in the playoffs, losing in the finals to Vegas. He started the playoffs against Boston until Bob came in, won, and kept on going. But even, you know, last year, Spencer Knight flipping him to the Chicago Blackhawks and then acquiring Vitek Vanecek to support them. They've always been able to piece it. And when they made that move to acquire Tarasov, I said that's another Bill Zito, you know, Roberto Luongo kind of just targeting one individual to say, this is the one we want to back up Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, in a year from now, Florida could be in a little bit of a dire situation if they don't re-sign Bobrovsky.
Oh my god!
Because they've traded all their goalies, right? Their prospect, but I think Bob is going to stay for a few more years.
Thank you for finishing the sentence.
Yes,
far more correctly than it started.
I'm sorry.
The Florida Panthers are going to have a hard time if Bob leaves attracting a number one goalie. Come on, like. The entire goalie union is going to have
the
their agency.
The entire league wants to go to Florida
can you,
now.
Like, poke your head in there and see.
Entire league wants to go to Florida now. There was a time where, I mean, the Florida Panthers ended up having guys like Alex Old and, you know, whatever. Like, it was, nobody wanted to go to Florida. They were no good. And now, like, it's like, who wants to come here? I will, you know, and I'll sign for 6 years if I'm 37. And it's going to be perfect, as Brad Marchand did this year.
Best trade fits for Bo Byram, your opinion?
I still think Calgary would probably be a really good fit if you're looking at a right-shot defenseman, Rasmus Anderson. If you say, listen, we're going to trade you Byram, we're going to take Rasmus Anderson, put him on the right side with Dahlin. I think there could be some work there to be done. But when I look around the National Hockey League right now, I think you're probably, like you mentioned the San Jose Sharks. I think San Jose would love to acquire a guy like Bo Byram and say, let's build with him on the back end. Let's put him on our top pair and let's build with him on the back end. I just don't think that San Jose has anything to give right now that the Sabres would say, yes, that will work. Like, I would have taken a Tyler Toffoli, But Toffoli signed in San Jose to be there, to stay there. Like, he's not coming to Buffalo. But I think these
Who actually plays in the final year of their current deal? Toffoli with the Sharks or Marchand with Florida?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, I don't think Marchand plays until he's 43, so I'm
going okay,
so
to
sit
answer.
To Foley.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I'm answering the questions right today. I got a great start of the week on Monday.
You're never
That's
wrong,
awesome.
Marty. My books, you're never wrong. what the most talked about trade partner, I think, has been the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
So where do you stand on all of what we've heard over the last more than a week in regards to that and its potential or not?
Okay, so obviously the St. Louis Blues, there has been some Jordan Kyrou talk. The problem is because the trade did not happen before July 1, now right. Kyrou, no trade clause kicked in.
Right.
And so you're looking at Kyrou. What does he have? He has a 15-team no trade.
Why not punt on Kyrou and just focus on someone else? Isn't that what we should be doing here?
Well, you can. Or if you're St. Louis, you can kind of force the hand and say to Kyrou, hey, you know what? We want to trade you, and you got to sign off on a trade to Buffalo. Actually, he has a full no trade now.
Yeah.
It kicks into a 15-team no trade in 2030. Okay, you're punting on Kyrou. You're not going to be able to say, okay, let's turn this around and get Robert Thomas. Same thing, no trade clause. Jake Neighbors would probably
yes,
be the one.
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, so Jake Neighbors comes in, plays in your top six. Do you have an option on defense? Because I think I have a big hole on Ford right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trading Byram, then I've got a big hole on the fence.
See?
Where do you?
This is why we have four shows this week.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this: where is it okay for you to start the season with a hole, up front or on defense? Oh,
neither.
I'm saying I'm okay with a hole up front because I have a question mark with UPL,
yes,
and I want my defense to be solid. So I'm not okay if I have a hole on the fence.
We're back after this. On Sabres Live.
No holes.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy birthday, Travis Turnbull, former Sabre, who played three games in March of 2012 with the squad.
Wow.
Three games in a four-day stretch, scored his one and only goal in his one and only visit to Madison Square Garden. It was actually a very cool moment. Travis Turnbull was 3-0 as a Buffalo Sabre and NHLer. Marty, what do you got in the final minute?
Okay, best and worst of the weekend or the week or whatever it was. When we last had a show, the Blue Jays were two or three games behind the Yankees, and all of a sudden decided to sweep the Yankees. The Yankees couldn't win a game. So the summer of George, and not George in the control room, but George Springer, had an amazing series against the Yankees, and the Blue Jays are now hot, winning eight in a row. Tight games, but I've been putting it on the back patio, Duffer. I have been enjoying Blue Jays action here of late. So summer of George is good for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, George wouldn't be George with what he had done in Houston. And I know this, the Jays did not sweep the Dodgers like Houston did. See you tomorrow.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.